As we heard, today's Bush-Putin summit was held in Slovakia. Slovakia is the eastern half of what used to be Czechoslovakia. It's a country of 5 million, and it's one of the newest European Union members. Martin Sloboda owns a travel agency in the capital, Bratislava. We asked him to spell out the charms of visiting his country.
Though people who love nature, who love outdoors, for them Slovakia will be a paradise, and at the same time, cost-effective. So we can offer many things that Austria, for instance, can offer, but at a lower price. You have these jewels in Central Europe very close, and Bratislava is not comparable with these other capitals, Prague, Budapest, Vienna, in size, but it can compete with in other things. It's very picturesque, it's very quiet, and it's unspoiled by the mass tourism. It's sort of a Some people that have visited my former clients say it's some kind of little Prague or little Vienna without the masses of tourists.
So you have the old castles and cathedrals and museums that you find in Prague?
Well, Slovakia is virtually dotted with castles. The country was, until 1918, part of the Hungarian kingdom, and it was the northern part that was bordering on other kingdoms. And in order to protect the borders, there was a chain of castles, sort of a fortification chain, built in the Middle Ages. And most of these castles still have been preserved. So when you drive through the country, you enter the big mountains, valleys, and almost on every hill or mountain you have some kind of a castle.
As Slovakia tries to compete with other European nations for those tourist dollars, how do other things compare? Accommodations, restaurants, the nightlife?
Bratislava is the richest, not only the largest city in the country, but also the richest city. And not only in the country, it's in fact the second richest region of all new member countries. And that shows in the city, especially in summer. There's a lot of nightlife, not only, you know, underground, as we say, because Bratislava is an old winemaking city, and many of the bars and discos and so on are located in the former wine cellars underground, but also in the streets. In summer, the streets are lined with cafes and restaurants you can hardly go through. It has a feeling of a Mediterranean city almost. In summer.
Martin Sloboda, thanks so much for talking to us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Martin Sloboda owns the MS Agency, a tourist agency based in Slovakia.